If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 169. Four Reasons to Simplify Your Nutrition and Workout Habits by Nia Shanks of NiaShanks.com. And I'm your host and personal narrator, Dr. Neil. Hello, a very happy Thursday to you. Welcome back to another episode of Optimal Health Daily, the podcast where I read blogs to you, just like an audiobook, every weekday. So today I'm going to read to you a post from Nia Shanks, as I mentioned, where she's going to talk about simplifying your habits. And so I thought today's quote can come from the great Albert Einstein. Well, supposedly this quote came from him. Here we go. The definition of genius is taking the complex and making it simple. End quote. Before we get to the post, if you want to get in touch with me, suggest new authors, or help support our podcasts, come by our website, oldpodcast.com. You can find everything you need there. All right, let's jump into it as we optimize your life. Four Reasons to Simplify Your Nutrition and Workout Habits by Nia Shanks of NiaShanks.com. I'm a fan of minimalism. Whether it's being a minimalist when it comes to material possessions, having a website without ads or sidebars to put the entire focus on the articles, and definitely when it comes to building and sustaining a health and fitness regimen, I'm all about minimalism and keeping things simple. Minimalism, in regards to fitness, allows you to keep things simple because you'll only focus on the few important things that truly matter and provide the majority of the results. Simplicity is the ultimate sophistication, as Leonardo da Vinci said. There are several reasons you see a sane and simple theme in the articles on Lift Like a Girl, because keeping things simple works. Why simplify? Here are four reasons why you should simplify your health and fitness regimen. 1. Less stress. Your health and fitness regimen should enhance your life. It's something that should reduce stress, not increase it. When you keep things simple, you won't be overwhelmed or stressed out, as is common when trying to revolve your life around a rigid diet and complicated routine. 2. Develop habits that stick. If something is simple, you're more likely to do it consistently, and consistency is what develops long-term habits. Long-term habits ensure you achieve and maintain results. This is the main goal, to make certain habits fit into your lifestyle so they eventually become effortless, or at least so they don't require much thought. 3. Greater flexibility. A few simple guidelines allow you to accommodate for everyday occurrences. Let's face it, life is unpredictable and can throw us curveballs, but simplicity allows us to adapt. For example, if you have the goal of eating real, whole foods most of the time, you can indulge in your favorite not-so-healthy treats and meals when a special occasion presents itself, or when you have a craving. You'll also be able to make a good food decision no matter where you're eating if your sole goal is to eat mostly real foods. 4. Greater focus. When you choose to focus on a few big things instead of a dozen or more smaller things, you'll be significantly more focused. That means you'll get more done. So as you can see, there are some great arguments for simplifying your health and fitness regimen. If you're not convinced of these benefits, it's time to start simplifying and experiencing the results for yourself. How to simplify. 1. Begin by changing one thing, and one thing only. Where are you struggling the most in your health and fitness routine? Do you work out consistently, but are struggling to make better, more consistent nutrition changes? Then make the only change in your current routine be to eat more slowly. Or maybe you can focus on eating more real, whole foods. Just pick one simple thing to focus on exclusively for a period of 4 to 6 weeks. Once you've nailed that one thing as a habit, do one more small thing. Are you having trouble sticking to a workout program? If so, why? Is it because your current routine doesn't fit your schedule or you're trying to force yourself to work out too often? If so, follow a 2-day per week or a 3-day per week program that more easily fits your schedule. Or perhaps you want to save time and would rather do bodyweight workouts at home. Whatever the case may be, find a way to make your routine fit into your life and don't revolve your life around an unrealistic routine. 2. Ask yourself, is this essential? There's a good chance you're focused on too many small things that don't have much of an impact on your goals. Some things may only increase stress or cause you to get too concerned with insignificant details. For example, if you find yourself obsessing over small details like, should I eat white or brown rice? Ask yourself, is this essential? Is trying to decide between white or brown rice essential to improving my health or reaching my goals? The answer in this case is no. Focus on the main things that produce the vast majority of the results and forget the rest. 3. Stop searching, start doing. According to Wikipedia, analysis paralysis is an anti-pattern, the state of overanalyzing or overthinking a situation so that a decision or action is never taken, in effect, paralyzing the outcome. I understand, you want to do the right things. You want to be armed with knowledge, so you go to those other fitness websites or flip through the latest magazine. Perhaps you even read debates and research articles. As a result of consuming so much information, we get too caught up in looking for the next big thing or the next best workout program or waiting until we have all the information before we take action. The details of nutrition and fitness will always be debated, but most people can agree on a few key principles. 1. Eat a variety of mostly real, whole foods. 2. Be physically active, whether you choose to strength train, participate in sports, play instead of exercise, or any combination thereof. 3. Get enough sleep. And 4. Do these things consistently. Take action and do those things consistently, and you'll be well on your way to improving your health and fitness. If you're not achieving the results you want or find yourself constantly searching for the next big thing, simplify. Focus instead on the few things that matter most and experience the benefits for yourself. You just listened to the post titled 4 Reasons to Simplify Your Nutrition and Workout Habits by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Often when I counsel patients, I often find that they have so many goals set for themselves that they are overwhelmed, and then they don't know where to start. They can't take that first step. My advice to them is exactly what Nia mentioned in this post. Let's simplify. Instead of me telling them what to do, I actually ask them, what's most important to you right now? Which one are you most motivated to try? When they respond, and they always do, that's the one habit, the one behavior that we focus on. And I say, let's focus on it, as even Nia mentioned, for the next 2, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 weeks, however long it takes. And I believe I mentioned this before on a previous episode, so for you longtime listeners, this may sound familiar. One of the best talks on this idea of simplifying behavior comes from BJ Fogg. He's a Stanford professor, and he did a TED talk where he describes this idea of tiny habits. I highly encourage you to do a search, find it on YouTube, and listen to his talk. It's about 12 minutes long, but so worth it. It's really inspiring and gets to the heart of this idea. Now, if you enjoy this podcast and want to show a little bit of support, you can contribute financially through oldpodcast.com, or if you're not in a position to do that, we totally understand. There's a list of other things you can do to help us out at oldpodcast.com/support. Anything listed there is a really big help. And of course, you can visit the site to get in contact with us, suggest other authors, and lots more. I thank you in advance for helping us out. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being a subscriber to the show. I'll be back tomorrow for the usual Friday Q&A, where I'll be answering your questions. So definitely come back and listen to that, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode. And head to oldpodcast.com, that's OLDpodcast.com, for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.